Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Alex Castellanos, political analyst, joining us on the line now. Alex, it's going to be a big week, at least we think so, when it comes to impeachment, with those articles of impeachment finally expected to be passed over to the Senate. When that happens, what will it look like and what are the next steps?
Well, they're going to, Nancy Pelosi's telling us that she's going to transmit those articles over there at some point this week. She has a meeting at 9 a.m. with her caucus to get the ball rolling on that. She's claiming victory. She held the articles of impeachment because she wanted to force that Senate to have a fair trial. Well, it didn't quite work out that way. The Senate really isn't changing its rules because of it. And now two of her key candidates, Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren, are going to have to come back home for an impeachment trial. Who knows, though? That may actually help them. They'll get more media coverage in Washington than they will in Iowa.
Do you expect a ceremonial handoff of these actual articles of impeachment?
I think they're transmitted by from one body to another by courier, but I'm not sure how they do that these days. So, yes, the Senate and House here, this is a serious thing, and they do it very formally. So you can expect a little bit of the pomp and circumstance of an impeachment trial here.
Yeah, horse-drawn carriage or something like that. That's what I'll be looking for over in Washington. Okay, so this is all happening while it seems like neither side has really budged in what they're hoping for and looking for. That being said, when it comes to later this month, the impeachment trial, what are you expecting it to look like?
Well, the big debate, of course, is will John Bolton testify? Democrats want him to. Republicans, Mitch McConnell and Donald Trump, do not. Republicans are pointing out that when Bill Clinton was impeached, guess what? Democrats didn't want Monica Lewinsky to testify or Vernon Jordan, among others. And guess what? They didn't. They submitted some testimony privately, but no, they weren't allowed to testify in the well of the Senate. So that's the only big issue left. Will witnesses be called? Mitch McConnell is going to fight like heck not to have any witnesses.
How many do you expect? I mean, do you expect Bolton, number one, to testify?
I expect Bolton not to testify. The president, on top of this, if the Republicans crack and vote for more testimony, which they may well, then the president will invoke executive privilege and prevent John Bolton from testifying.
The other big issue we're looking at, of course, is the 2020 race, and we are getting closer and closer to those first votes being cast. I mean, we're really hard to believe, only a few months away from Super Tuesday. I mean, it's all happening so fast. We're seeing more Democrats kind of drop off. There's a big debate tonight. What are you looking at right now when it comes to Democrats in 2020?
Well, remember the great 1972's OJ's song, The Backstabbers? They smile in your face, and all the time they want to take your place, the backstabbers. Ooh, we're seeing Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren go at each other, the two candidates who said, we're good friends, we'd never attack each other. Well, Iowa happens in 20 days. Bernie has surged into the lead, and Elizabeth Warren is saying, that Bernie Sanders looked me in the eye and told me that I should not run for president because a woman, i.e. me, could not get elected president of the United States. So she is trying to undermine her friend and rival, Bernie. It won't work.
You know what's interesting is this back and forth between Sanders and Elizabeth Warren. It's kind of making the two of them look like the two front runners and making you forget that there's Joe Biden there, too.
That's the goal. It's trying to, if you get into the ring with the heavyweight champ, you must be the number one contender. So right now, Bernie is leading in the polls. The best poll in Iowa is the Des Moines Register poll. They're a newspaper there. They know how to poll their state. They have Bernie at number one. Warren and Buttigieg tied for 2 and 3. Biden in fourth place. So, yes, so they're all trying to pretend Biden isn't in the room. Biden's the one who the pressure's on tonight to give a great performance, or else he may sink out of this race.
Is the woman issue enough to give Warren an edge over Sanders?
No. No, it's not. Voters are too sophisticated these days. They look at this and go, uh-huh, she's saying this now with just 20 days to go. Oh, and she's behind in the polls? Oh, that's convenient. Bernie Sanders, really anti-woman? I don't think I'm buying that. So these attacks are usually repelled pretty quickly and don't have much of an impact. But you're right. The big impact is this tells you who's leading the race in Iowa right now, and it's Bernie Sanders.
But is it a totally different story in New Hampshire?
Yes. If Bernie Sanders comes out of Iowa with momentum, then boom, he rolls into New Hampshire, which is the state next door to his home state of Vermont, with a big lead there already. So Bernie could run the table if he wins in Iowa and then picks up New Hampshire. But guess who the Iowa odds makers have as their favorite? The Las Vegas bookmakers have as their favorite to win the Iowa caucus. Pete Buttigieg. So if he wins Iowa, then he and Bernie may go into New Hampshire, and there you have the war for the soul of the Democratic Party, the more moderate liberals like Buttigieg versus the radical progressives like Bernie Sanders. And that's the war for the soul of the party. We'll see who wins.
All right, Alex, we appreciate it. Thanks. Alex Castellanos joining us live.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.